This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic banter. Don't forget the history rows. Dynamic banter.
You know what's cool, Mike?
What? It's August 15th.
That is really cool.
What were you going to say?
What's cool is that by the time this is going to other people's ears than our own,
yeah,
in this room alone, in this moment in time, in California, United States, Earth.
Under God.
What do we got here, an ad? Divisible nations under liberty and justice.
And once and for all.
The cool thing is by the time these voices get to other ears, we will have already finished our East Coast tour.
Yes.
But right now in time, in our current time, we have not commenced the tour yet.
Yes.
It has not started.
You're meeting us at a very interesting point in our lives.
Yeah. So welcome to Dynamic Banter.
Yes.
Where
we find out that me and Steve are the same person.
So guys, welcome to the show. If any of you listening...
Steve.
Yes?
Am I the Tyler Durden version of you?
Whoa.
Right? Imagine if I was like, if I get like ripped
up. Absolutely.
That's fun.
Wow. For real.
I'm going to think more about that. I'm going to make a poster.
Someone should make some art.
Yeah.
What would it be? It would be a horn club or like what
horn
would the logo?
Ooh,
we could do the Dynamic Banter logo on a bar of soap, like the Fight Club logo.
There's no honking about horn club.
And then only people who heard this one bit that we'll never talk about again.
2 minutes.
At 2 minutes.
But
yeah, man, it's pretty exciting that if you went to our shows last night and the night before, thank you, first of all.
Yes, thank you very much.
We really appreciate you guys, coming out to see us.
Man, that was fun, huh?
It was real fun.
We had a great time. Let's kind of summarize the night.
Well, it was great to see you.
It was great to see you up there as well. I remember seeing you up there and being like, man, he did it.
Yeah, and I was like, here we are on the East Coast.
Dude, you think about how we took a plane all the way to get there.
Yeah.
And you remember the plane.
Yeah.
And when it lands.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what it feels like to get up on that stage.
Yeah, man. Because you're like, ooh, we made it, baby. Now it's time to adventure. It's time to adventure out into a city and have a great night. And when we did that show afterwards, I was like, we did it.
When the show started, I was like, I don't know. But when it ended, I was like, there it is.
Yeah. And no matter what, after the show, I said, we did it.
You did say that. I remember you saying that.
I looked right in your eyes and said, we did it.
And then we kissed.
Passionately. But thank you guys for coming out. Hopefully the show was good.
Zoya was there and she was kind of waiting for it to be over.
Yeah, she couldn't wait.
And she was laughing and then the laughter had died down and we're still doing it.
Anyway, are Zoya's sisters coming to any of the shows at all?
Not in New York. I think they might come to the Connecticut one, which is tonight.
Yes. Wait. The fifth.
Yeah, I think that's correct. I think I have a show tonight.
I wish I could be there.
No, because we got this. When does this come out?
On Friday.
Fridays. Comes out on the 3rd.
Friday the 3rd. 3rd.
So you're never going to believe this. So we're both kind of relaxing right now.
Oh, very nice.
And this is nice. And then on Sunday, I have a show in Bridgeport. My sister-in-laws will be at that one probably.
Sunday, I will be leaving the East Coast. I'll be there for a few days.
Yeah.
Don't try and find me.
No, and don't touch Kevin.
Don't touch Kevin, even if he says, please touch me, help.
Listen to us, not him.
But I'm hoping to see a Broadway show maybe while we're out there.
Which one are you going to do?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
What are your options?
Can we look?
Beetlejuice, Spam-A-Lot, Cats. Whoa. Is something up all the way? Because it feels like, you know when you could feel it? There's like a hiss, like something's up all the way. And you have to tell me if you...
I think everything's okay.
It's like being
dynamic banter.
Okay. Welcome back.
Okay, let's see. Broadway shows in New York City. On Google. Siri? Alexa? Google Glass?
Anyone, help.
Jesus? Ooh, Wicked. Wicked's playing. I've seen Wicked. I took my mama to see Wicked.
And it was good?
Yeah.
Oh, you woke up Alexa.
Well, that's creepy.
I don't know what she's talking about. Alexa, stop listening. Podcasting.
You just ordered 40 paper towels.
Yeah. Why are there 80 jugs of milk in my Amazon Prime cart?
We got the Lion King.
Put the lion in the...
We got the Phantom of the Opera, which I've actually never seen.
Classic.
Maybe I should see Phantom of the Opera.
That's about Sting from WCW. Did you know that?
Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. I absolutely give no shits about that.
You don't like Harry Potter.
I mean, it's not that I don't like it.
Harry Potter is Star Wars for kids who are horny about the library.
Yeah. But more accurately, Harry Potter is Lord of the Rings for kids.
Who are younger than people
love horses. Is that okay to say?
His miney.
Moulin Rouge, the musical, sounds real romantic.
Yeah. You ever take your mom to Moulin Rouge?
Absolutely, I would not.
Okay.
That's like one where you end up kissing someone.
You don't want to.
In the show.
You got to be careful. Christina Aguilera.
Aladdin.
Hmm.
The Book of Mormon, which I've seen twice now.
Good.
And I absolutely love it.
That's what people have said.
Get chance to see it.
Man. They're talented fellas, huh?
Oh, yeah, man. Big time. We got To Kill a Mockingbird with Jeff Daniels.
Jeff Daniels from Dumiere.
Whoa, is this a To Kill a Mockingbird adapted by Aaron Sorkin? Whoa, with Jeff Daniels.
Starring Tom Hanks. As Big.
This is cool. I mean, it's a super courtroom drama, early courtroom drama kind of thing, but man, it's only 30 bones.
Did you read that book in school?
I did.
So you already know what happened.
I forgot. Does Boo Radley die?
I don't want to spoil
it. Was that Boo Radley? Tom Sawyer painted the fence.
That's the one.
And then they shoot the courtroom. Mockingbird. They take the courtroom out back and they shoot it.
That's the one where the three courtrooms find their way home.
That's the one where the two courtrooms fall in love and then poison each other.
Yeah.
That's the one star-crossed where courtrooms.
One courtroom is eating Piscettis with the blood.
Oh, fuck. Chicago's playing.
Damn, the one about the courtroom in Chicago.
That was some razzle-dazzle, baby. Salam Frank. Mrs. Doubtfire? There's a Mrs. Doubtfire musical.
Damn, I bet that's on.
I bet that's a musical.
Is going.
There's a Michael Jackson musical.
That's fun.
Controversy.
I don't know. I think he's innocent.
Dynamic banter.
Then we're back. Fuck, man. Fuck.
Jagged Little Pill. I've heard of that. David Byrne's American Utopia.
What's Jagged Little Pill?
I've only heard of it. I don't know what it is.
A Land of Morrissey.
Ooh, listen to how this one starts off. Some shows you see. This show you feel.
Is it Chris Angel?
Featuring, it's all, that's what it is. It's Alanis Morissette. That's a Jagged Little Pill was Alanis Morissette, one of her albums.
Is it like a story based on that? Or is it like her doing the
inspired album? By the whole album. It's a musical.
It's a, okay.
on Broadway. Also, Dear Evan Hansen.
It's me.
It's me, God.
Watch, you have a seat over there.
There's a little shop of horrors!
All right, well.
Oh, shit. There is a little shop of horrors, dude.
And that one is about...
It's off Broadway, though, which means... But I'm still going to see it. I'm going to see it. I'm going to see... You know what I'm going
to
see?
Dude, you hear that, aspiring actors? If you ain't on Broadway, you ain't shit to Steve.
Sorry. I saw an off-Broadway Avenue Q, and it was trash.
Why?
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Oh. It's fine. Off-Broadway just means it's either...
It's neither here nor there.
Off-Broadway means it's not really on Broadway.
And that's New York.
Nah, that's... Oh, fuck. Beetlejuice, dude. Oh, shit. Oh, it comes back in April. Oh, no. When it...
You gotta stay.
It comes back in April. I guess I live in New York now.
You gotta stay. Okay.
Is he like, what's the deal with the deets? Watch my head spin.
Here's the deal. Here's the Yeah, you nailed it, honestly. You really nailed it, dude. Honestly, that's what it is.
I love Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
And I know someone who really likes the Beetlejuice musical.
Yeah.
And I would never see it for any reason.
So I watched a bootleg of it.
Okay. Is that was somebody like...
Yeah, it's not good. It's not an ideal way to see it. And it's totally like moving and people are like walking by and stuff.
I saw 8 Mile like that.
It's the only way to watch a lot of these musicals, man. And here's the thing. I don't know if you guys know.
Well, the only way.
Let me tell you why it's the only way.
Okay.
Because these shows are fucking expensive, man. Mm-hmm. But it makes sense. You're paying for the performance.
Yes.
It's not a movie.
No, it's real.
These people work very fucking hard.
Yeah.
And you're paying for the experience. And by the way, I would say it's worth it.
Yes.
To go see a show. If you've never seen a Broadway show.
Very moving.
It's very amazing. Emotional. Especially if it's like music you love or whatever. It's something you've always wanted to see.
Uh-huh.
Seeing it in the live setting is really quite an amazing thing. I've said that many times, but it's expensive as fuck, man. It just is. And it can't be, it's a splurge when you see a show.
If.
But so what I'm saying is like when you can, if you're given the option to pay like $350 for a ticket or watch maybe a shaky video on YouTube.
Yeah. What if somebody bootlegged our show? Would you be upset?
No, I think I'd be like, we finally made it.
Someone I would be furious. I'd be furious because you're making the assumption that like we're rich and we don't desperately need every ticket sale.
Yeah, it's a little, it's disrespectful on the smallest scale.
Yeah.
But when you're
not the smallest scale.
Well, it's just okay, fine.
If somebody did that to like my stand up that I spent years on,
yeah.
That's disrespect on the smallest scale to do that.
No, I'm not.
Give me $30 million first.
I'm saying in comparison to let's use Hamilton, for example. Because Hamilton
Which one? Rip Hamilton.
Dynamic banter.
We're back.
Hamilton was a huge fucking massive money making thing.
Yeah.
Made probably billions at this point.
$130 billion. Yeah.
That's a very large number.
And that's the real number.
That's it. I have it right in front of me.
I'm on HamiltonMoney.com.
How much did HamiltonMake.org?
Hamilton.money. How much did Hamilton.make at the box office?
Dot tell me. okay, so
how much money we think Hamilton Dot made at the box office?
So I guess like look, here's my deal. I came from a time of the early internet where you just stole things like music, movies.
Uh-huh.
You just did it because it was so easy.
And every band died.
And every band died because of it.
Lit is not a band anymore because.
But as a result of that, as an adult that made money and built a career, I don't do that anymore. Mm-hmm. Like if I do steal something, what I'll usually do is I'll like buy the next thing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like if I like,
you're assuming that you not buying the current thing, the artist is going to be around to make the next thing.
Well, I mean, obviously that whole, my feelings on stealing media change when you think about the smaller artists,
mm-hmm.
because obviously there are people who have not passed the threshold of being able to, like, you know.
We call them all right.
They're not all right. Yeah, exactly. These are people who are not all right. So, you know, don't take money out of those people's pockets. You're is right. What I'm saying. Like, use your judgment. Use right. your best judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it's like I've seen a lot of Broadway shows.
Uh-huh.
I've paid for the fucking concessions that are completely blown out of proportion cost-wise. Mm-hmm. I've bought the merch from, like, Book of Mormon and Cats and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've been a consumer of the Broadway machine for a bit.
Benefiting different people, arguably.
Benefiting different people, arguably. And I feel like it has earned me the right to, living in LA, not able to get to New York to see the Beetlejuice show, mm-hmm. especially during the pandemic,
mm-hmm.
which basically killed the show in a lot of ways, if you want to talk about that at some point.
Beetlejuice already dead. Say it three times, it'll come back.
Oh, no. Don't do it. Don't do it, Mike. We can't afford to clean up that kind of mess.
And that's why you shouldn't bootleg our show.
Anyway, but I did see it and it's fine.
Okay.
And even though I watched the bootleg, I would certainly pay the price to see it.
Yes.
And I would. And I will someday.
People bootlegged our shirts. Did you know that? A couple times.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd you find out?
Somebody sent me a link and said, look, they're selling probably terrible quality of your shirt.
It's not an accurate representation of the quality we approve here at DB Labs.
That's true. We do beakers and Bunsen.
Let me find some music for DB Labs. Let me see. Royalty. That's the most important part. We go royalty free every time.
I get what you're saying, but you think about how, I don't know. I just like when people are like, whatever. It goes back to other stuff we were talking about where people are never going to be on the same page.
Right.
But it's like everyone's so horny about art and like people are like it, you know, it means so much and without art, the world would be blah, blah, blah. But also it's like so easy to steal it and it's so easy to find your way around.
No, it is supporting easy to steal it. Yeah.
And I just don't feel like you could be super horny for art and doing whatever you could do to take it all the time.
Yeah.
I feel like morally those two things don't, you know, it's imperfect relationship.
I mean, we live in a society, Mike.
Oh, man. Don't start sentences like
we live in a society, okay? Just like the Joker. The Joker lived in a society.
Which one?
Dynamic banter.
Welcome back.
You remember those commercials that were like, you wouldn't steal a car, or like,
yeah,
you know, and it was like, it's like
PSA for something.
It was for stealing movies. Like, yes. Don't steal movies. Yeah, you wouldn't steal a car, and mm-hmm. it's like, I'd steal a car if I could do it from my fucking chair in my mom's basement, and there's zero repercussions. Really, you know what I mean? Like. Obviously, there are repercussions, but when you're young and you see that, you're like, if it was as easy to steal a car as it was to watch the Garfield movie, like a cam someone made in a movie theater, then people would be stealing more cars.
But you have to grow up at some point and you have to develop a moral compass.
Right, right. Which
and
is
you
why,
have to say why this is a wrong exactly. thing and this is a
right.
or else there would be 1,000 11-year-olds right. with Bugattis.
Let's talk about here at DB Labs. Here at DB Labs, we like to mix things in syrup and we squish them and we mix them up and oscillate them and we put them into beakers and we put fire under them. Hey, Mike, I've got a new sound effect I'm testing out. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay, this is where Mike and I test out new sounds to potentially be on the show. Mike, here we go.
Yes.
Perfect. Once we approve of a sound effect, it goes into the sound effects wind tunnel.
What is that one? Get rid of that one.
In the sound effect wind tunnel, we find if the sound works against a lot of laughter. And then we focus group the sound. We play it for a group of 9 young women. What do you guys think about this bit, young women? And if they like it, it moves on to the next testing phase.
Man, can the next testing phase just be the doing it part?
The next testing phase is where Ozzy takes a shot at it.
Ozzy takes a shot at it.
Then we let Ozzy take a crack at it.
That's too much.
DB Labs?
The lab part was too much after a while. They're doing too much in the lab. That's how they get themselves into trouble.
Those are totally the sounds that happen in the lab.
Yeah.
And then it would also have like this kind of music.
Did you think that the lab to do like the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine sounded like that?
Wait, here, let me add something to it. Hang on.
Scientists discovering Christmas. I just think it's too abrasive.
Then, after Ozzy gets a hold of it, we give it to Billy Joel.
Stop it!
Okay, he seems to be done with
it. Stop it!
And we try to give it to Billy Joel 8 times.
Stop it! Stop it! Stop it! Stop it!
And then then once Billy Joel doesn't approve, because we know it's good once he doesn't like it, then we move on to Arnold. Arnold, what do you think about it?
It's as satisfying to me as coming is, you know, as having sex with a woman and coming.
Perfect. So Arnold loves it. And then finally, it makes its way to the hit television show, Dynamic Banter.
World, and we hope it gives you inspiration as well.
Jesus And that's how a sound effect gets chosen at DB Labs.
And then we're waving
like the really strong. Yeah.
And it's World War II for
with
some
like
reason.
Pipe, we have like pipes and clipboard.
And our wives, and they have babies.
There's all these children.
And the babies
like
have a kid.
There's like 15 children. And then we're holding babies. The babies have little babies and they're holding. DB Labs. The whole family's.
Everyone's little lab coat on.
Shit. I like the slogan for DB Labs. It goes, DB Labs, the whole family's invited.
Dude, and there's a beautiful little dog that just comes and sits perfectly down. Kind of beautiful. Actually, anyway, kind of beautiful.
But yeah, man, I'm really excited to be on the East Coast. I'm so excited about that, about weather.
Yeah.
I'm so excited about seeing this season.
It's going to be nice. It's going to be chilly.
Oh, God, Mike.
What's the weather like? Let's look
at that. Oh, please tell me it's going to be cold as fuck. I want to lose my balls out there.
I'm going to lose my balls in it.
I want my balls to fall through my pants. It's so cold.
What are you thinking is what would be very cold for you?
Okay, can I tell you what I would love?
It's almost like you completely ignored my question. No, my question didn't matter. What do you, what you say it?
Well, let's take it to DB Labs.
I don't want to go back there.
Why not, man?
I don't want to go back.
You want to leave your 35
there.
Kids in yeah. the DB Labs world?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do.
Okay, what was the question? What would I like remember. It to be? What weather would
what
I like?
What is cold? What is cold? Yeah, what is your... Say whatever you were going
to
say.
So what is cold is the same as like what would I want it to be? Because I want it to be cold.
Yeah.
And I want it to be... I want to lose my mind how cold it is. I want to be in the biggest bundles.
Yeah. You do good in a bundle.
I love a bundle. I like to be bundled. Bundle me up, baby.
Uh-huh.
So I would say... Man, we're so close to Christmas.
And we'll be right back after.
Here at DB Labs. Okay, I would love it to be like 50 degrees during the day.
Okay.
And if it's 40 degrees at night, I'm okay with it.
Can I interest you in a high of 46 and a low of 31?
Whoa, yes.
So 32 degrees Fahrenheit is freezing.
Yeah.
So that's when you get snow and ice and what happens.
So it's close to snow.
It could snow overnight.
It could. You can't bet on it though.
I wouldn't, unless of course it's Monday, in which case there's a 30% chance of that happening.
Shit, so if it's a Monday,
we got a 10-day forecast here. So what day are we there? I'll check my other app. This should be the same app. The weather app and the calendar app should be the same.
I think you're right.
And now I'm Steve Jobs.
Why don't you give me that money?
I'm doing your Steve Jobs. Okay, so the first and the second. Probably could have figured that out. So first is Wednesday and then Thursday. So let's tell the audience about how the weather was in the past.
Okay.
What day did I say they were?
Wednesday. This is a serious message to everybody watching my update right now.
Mike's watching got something to say.
My update.
Anytime we have something to announce, we gotta play that.
Yeah, that's good. Is that a button?
Serious message.
It's on YouTube. I'll turn it into
that
a
should
button.
Be a button
it
for
should
sure.
Certainly be a button.
That's like we Let's say that and then we say our dates. Okay, so you could press that button and then we could say when we have shows.
Exactly.
So Wednesday it's supposed to be 32.
Those are the, and that's during the day.
A low of 32.
Is that New York?
Yeah. Low of 32, high of 45. And then Thursday, low of 35, high of 47.
And Boston should be similar or maybe a little less cold.
Let's check on Boston. Let's check out probably Boston. A little bit.
This is for everybody.
A little bit colder.
Anybody who's curious about what the weather's going to be like in Boston next week, even if you're not coming to one of our shows.
No, what the weather was like a couple
oh,
days ago.
Oh, what it was like. Oh, that's right, because this one goes up. Fuck, I'm lost.
Fuck, we're there on... Oh, that's Wednesday. Which one's first?
Yeah, Boston. Boston is first
We've
on Wednesday.
Said it thousands of times.
On Wednesday.
Wednesday, it's going to be 28.
Whoa!
Low of 28, high of 40.
Oh, God, I'm so ready, dude.
Man, am I going to be reminded of why I moved here.
I don't want any heat on in the theaters.
We're moving the show outside.
I want us all to be cold in the theater.
So I think I got a ticket update for Bell House.
What do we got? Wait. I got something ready for that.
Wait,
this
I don't want to say anything
because it won't. This is a serious message to everybody watching my update right now.
I'll say... At the Bell House, there were at least 249 people there.
Whoa. Okay. At one point.
At one point, there were upwards of that many.
That's a crazy feeling that there's going to be almost 300 of you coming to listen to us.
That there was, and that all of them had a great time.
And all, oh, there was. That's right. Over maybe even 300.
Dude, this I can't believe 1,000 people showed up and didn't get let in and demanded to watch on closed circuit television from standing on the sidewalk.
There's a TV. There's a bunch of TVs in the window.
They demanded that every television in New York City be turned to what was happening.
And all these people are gathered around the TV store windows.
Yeah.
And they're like watching the show.
Yeah, thank you for doing that, even though you couldn't hear it.
Really appreciate it. All right, let's get some ads out of the way, huh? How about that?
That sounds great.
You know, I've got something to prepare us for the ads now.
Serious message to everybody watching my update right now.
There he goes. We lost another Steve.
Merry Christmas, Steve.
Merry Christmas, buddy. I hope there's a Christmas wherever you end up, outside of the digital void. The digital void.
To the digital void. To the
digital. Today's episode of Dynamic Banter is brought to you by the digital void.
The digital void.
Today, we're talking about the digital void. You ever at home, you're looking on the internet, and you're like, whoa, what happened to the past hour of my life? Well, you just went into the digital void.
Peace and love.
Into the digital void.
Peace and love. Peace and love. Peace and love. I want to tell you, please, after the 20th of October, do not send fan mail to any address that you have. Nothing will be signed after the 20th of October.
Void.
If that has a date on the envelope, it's going to be tossed. I'm warning you with peace and love, but I have too much to do.
Void.
So no more fan mail. Thank you, thank you. No objects to be signed. Nothing. Anyway, peace and love, peace and love. Tell you,
peace and love.
Please,
there's no peace
after the 20th of October, after the 20th of October, please, after, please, after, please, after, please, after, this is a serious message to...
All right. Thank you, Ringo Starr. Famous.
Hey, Ringo, loud and clear.
Please.
Oh. The void. The void. The void. The void. The void.
Where's the last hour and a half go? I have an idea.
Into the void.
Everybody watching my update right now. Peace and love, peace and love. Love, peace and love. Peace and love. Love, peace and love. Peace and love. Peace and love. Now, peace and love. Peace and love. To the 20th of October. If that has a date on the envelope, it's going to be tossed. I'm warning you with peace and love, but I have too much to do. So no more fan mail. Thank you, thank you. And no objects to be signed. Nothing. Anyway, peace and love, peace and love. 20th of October. Do not send fan mail to any address that you have.
nothing will be signed after the 20th of October. If that has a date on the envelope, it's going to be tossed. I'm warning you, peace and love. I want it right now, peace and love. Peace and love. Serious message to...
Guys, let's talk a little bit about...
Oh, boy.
Thousands of people.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the ad portion of the show, Dynamic Banter. Now, I want to tell you a little story. You know, Mike and I, we work really hard on this show. Ryan, you know, anybody who's ever touched the show has basically worked hard on it, okay? We do a lot of stuff. We make a lot of things. And also, right now, we're currently on the East Coast doing some live shows. Hope you came. It was a good show. Anyway, they were both good shows. Wait a minute. They were both good shows. Anyway, so we did a little boo-boo when we recorded the ads for this episode. We tried to get ahead of the game, a little bit ahead of the game. But, you know, we kind of blew it, and it's all on me. It's my fault. I take the blame 100%. But it doesn't matter because, you know what? Now we're here in the new ad portion of the show. This isn't what it will be like moving forward at all because, obviously, you know, I'm only doing this because... you know, I blew it. So anyway, we don't have to talk too much more about that. But I want to thank you guys for listening to the show. I want to thank HeadGum and all the upcoming sponsors for this opportunity to, you know, make money off of this, this thing Mike and I do. So shout out to HeadGum. Shout out to the sponsors and shout out to Mike Falzone. So, guys, let's talk a little bit about Tushy. Oh, man. Ain't nothing better in my home that I love more that cleans my butt. So nice, more than the Tushy. Did that sentence make sense? I think you understand what I mean. I love Tushy. They're in my, they're in both of my bathrooms. When guests come over, they always go, "Whoa, Steve, what the heck? That Tushy felt so nice, and my butt's cleaner than it ever dang been in my life." And you know what would be cool? This is my dream for the world. Every single person gets a Tushy bidet. Huh? How about that? Steve for president! And I'll tell you guys, if you're buying things this holiday season for your family, you're trying to figure out a nice gift to get for the fam, I'm not joking when I say a Tushy is the perfect gift. Want to know why? Because it's the gift that keeps on giving you a clean butt. Do you know anybody that poops? They'll probably enjoy this. You know why? Because it cleans your butt way better than wiping. It cuts your toilet paper use down by 80%, and it saves trees and all the thousands of gallons of water used to convert them into toilet paper. And it comes with a book full of poop jokes. My butt is in love. No! Here's what a Hello Tushy bidet does, if you guys don't understand. It washes your bum with fresh water for a way better clean than toilet paper. You don't need to have me explain why a piece of dry paper against a dirty butt doesn't clean as well as, say, I don't know, fresh water sprayed right into your boo. How? You simply spray, and then you pat dry. It attaches to your existing toilet. There's no electrician or plumber needed, and installs in less than 8 minutes, guys. And, as I said before, it cuts down your TP use by 80%, saving money and paper waste. Guys, make the restroom your best room with the complete Tushy system, including the Tushy bidet attachment, ottoman, toilet brush, and Tushy standing tissues. Oh, join the millions of happy Hello Tushy customers right now who take care of their Yule logs the dignified way, not like old cave people living in the caves. So why don't you give the gift of a clean bum to yourself or your loved ones this holiday season and get 10% off plus free shipping right now at hellotushy.com/banter. That's hellotushy.com/banter. Hey, you're going to get that 10% off and free shipping. I've never heard anything better in my life. So check it out, guys. One last time, that's hellotushy.com/banter for 10% off and free shipping. Go ahead. Have a cleaner butt. That's my gift to you and Tushy as well, because they're, you know, they're the company. But and also Mike's. Okay, it's the show's gift to you and Tushy and whatever. You guys get it. Thank you, Tushy. Hey, you know what's crazy? It's somehow already the end of 2021, which means for the next few weeks, we're roasting chestnuts instead of friends. How about that, guys? This is the time of year where we spend hours, nay, days, or even months trying to figure out the best gifts for our favorite people. It's the dang holidays, you guys. Luckily, MeUndies is back with their ultimate gift guide so you can save time and focus on going home for the holidays with the coziest gifts ever. You guys know Mike and I love MeUndies. We sport them. We crush them. We ride along with them. They're with us everywhere we go. And why is that? Because they're so comfy. They're just the most comfortable underwear that exists. And you know what? I can say that because I haven't worn all of the underwear that exists, but I've certainly worn my fair share. Why don't you get your festive on with the new MeUndies Holiday Collection featuring classic plaids you know and love and sweater-inspired prints that will quickly become favorites. Their undies, loungewear, and sleepwear are made out of soft, breathable, stretchy fabrics that are ideal for sitting fireside with loved ones and chatting about life over a cup of hot cocoa. Get the family photo you've always dreamed of with matching PJ sets, or make every day a spa day with the new plush robes and plush slippers. Whenever you decide, everyone's going to be rolling into the new year comfier than before. Available in sizes extra small through 4XL, MeUndies has a little something for everyone on your list. So, MeUndies has a great offer for our listeners. For any first-time purchasers, you get 15% off and free shipping right to your door. Your days of fighting for your life in the mall parking lot are over. To get 15% off your first order, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/banter. That's MeUndies.com/banter. Thank you so much, MeUndies. I trust you near my bits. Guys, is anything interfering with your happiness? Let's think about this for a second. Is something preventing you from achieving your goals? I'll tell you, my brain tricks me all day, upwards and sideways, at all hours of the night and day, and I hate it. It's misery-inducing. But BetterHelp is just one place that will help assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist and connect you in a safe and private online environment. It's so convenient. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. And here's the deal, guys. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It is professional counseling done securely online. Here's how it works. You send a message to your counselor anytime. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, all without ever having to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is also available. Guys, and anything you share is confidential, it's convenient, professional, affordable, and all that good stuff. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp for so long that they're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states just to keep up with all the people joining and starting to live a happier life. So if you want to start to live a happier life today, As a listener of the show Dynamic Banter, you're going to get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/banter. That's betterhelp.com/banter. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health, like myself. Again, that's betterhelp, HELP.com/banter. Thank you, BetterHelp. And guys, last but certainly not least, let's talk about Truebill, a new sponsor on the show here. Do you know, let's ask this question, okay? Let's ask this question to each other. And if there's someone sitting next to you, you're listening to this show on headphones, I want you to ask this question out loud. Do you know why free trials renew without your consent? This is a hot take. Hot issue, hot take. It's a business scam out to get you. That's the answer, guys. Don't let greedy corporations pocket your money. Download Truebill to take control of your subscriptions. Now, here's how this works. Truebill is the new app that lets you identify and stop paying for subscriptions that you don't need, want, or simply forgot about. If you're like me, oh man, I forgot what I subscribed to over 5+ years ago. And the companies that I subscribe to absolutely love it. They love that I forgot. They're like, keep forgetting, Steve. No! And I'll tell you, companies make subscriptions hard to handle. On average, hard to cancel is what I meant to say. The companies make it hard to handle on purpose. On average, people save up to $720 a year with Truebill. How about that? Truebill makes it incredibly simple to cancel these hard-to-cancel subscriptions. You just link your accounts, and Truebill will cancel your unwanted subscriptions in one tap. And your Truebill concierge is there when you need them to cancel unwanted subscriptions, so you don't have to. So they do all the work for you. Isn't that nice? You thought I was going to use the echo there, but I didn't. And Truebill has over 2 million users and helps save them over $100 million. Like Matthew B., and here's a real testimony, who says, quote, in a matter of seconds, I saved $660 for the year on my DirecTV bill. How about that? Saved $120 for the year on my SiriusXM bill and saved $840 a year on car insurance. Guys, don't fall for subscription scams. The boys at DB and HeadGum and Truebill are here to help you. Why don't you start canceling today at Truebill.com/banter. Why don't you go right now? Truebill.com/banter. You can hit pause on the podcast if you want, although we'd prefer you not to. But listen, this is an ad. We're helping out these companies. They're helping out us. We're helping out you. It's a big ol' we help each other. You scratching backs? We out here scratching backs? So why don't you guys go to Truebill.com/banter? And it could save you thousands a year. Think about that. Thousands a year. One more time. That's Truebill, Truebill.com/banter. Hey, guys, guess what? We made it. It's the end of the ads. You know what that means? We can get back to the regular show. Isn't that nice? I want to thank you guys so much for listening to this, you know, whatever this is. And, you know, I take the blame for this ad thing. I don't know. We don't have to get... Guys, you know what? Let's get back to the show. Thank you to sponsors. And thank you to the Digital Boy.
Peace and love. And love. Peace and love. And love. Peace and love. Peace and love.
Don't be ridiculous.
I want to tell you. Want to tell you. Please. Please.
Please welcome.
Please.
I want to tell you.
Please.
I tell you.
Please.
Please welcome.
I want to tell you.
Let me do my show, for Christ's sake. Stop lying in the audience.
Tell you.
Stop lying in the audience. Why does it always seem to hit me in the middle of the night? Stop it.
Please.
Stop it.
All right. That's got to be the longest.
Sometimes you got to get lost.
That's the longest one we've done.
You got to get lost in it sometimes.
Mike.
Yes. Man, I'm having such a good time in New York or Boston.
We did. We really did. Something that we said we were going to talk about last week needs to be talked about this week.
Uh-huh.
And you know, I think you know what I'm about to bring up.
Yes.
The new Ghostbusters movie.
Yes.
Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Yes.
Now, Mike, before we get into the meat and potatoes of this thing.
Yes.
I think many people should know. That you left the theater.
I was disgusted.
Just before it ended.
Yeah.
Before some really cool shit happened.
Yes.
And I'm assuming you had to be somewhere.
Not really.
You just want to go home. You just want
to
go home?
No, I had a show. I had to leave.
Not really.
No.
I was just like, I just need to go home.
What's it, five? I've been here for a bit. That'd be traffic.
But you and I got to go. It was a special experience. We got to go to the movie theater together with our boy, Matt Robb.
Yeah. And there's so much has changed about the movies.
Oh, yeah.
That I wasn't aware of. You could be in your own recliner and it could recline.
And you
can long has it been like that?
Long time? Yeah.
Wow.
Not every theater, though. Like, I think they start, theaters started to upgrade.
Mm-hmm. Why should it be more comfortable in a movie theater than it is on an airplane?
Yeah. Because I think the comfort experience is more important to the business of movie theaters. And comfort is not the most important thing to the airline companies.
Business. They know that people are going to buy tickets.
No matter what. It's the only way.
So you should still just be grateful for the gift of flight.
Yeah, we're
not making anything any bigger.
Right? They don't have to change anything. If theater seats were as uncomfortable as they were when we were kids...
Mm-hmm.
That there people just would have stopped going to the movie theater.
I used to think it was cool that it had a little bit of a bounce to
me
it.
Me too.
And this, that was like, well, this is unlike any chair I've ever been in.
The ones that were like, that were real tough to get down.
Yeah.
You could like kind of lift your legs up and the chair could close in with you.
Yeah.
In
yeah. And that was reclining almost.
You could sit with your legs like this and you could be watching a movie like that.
Dude, I used to love when we were like teenagers and we try to run across the seats.
Oh, yeah.
But then your friend would always destroy their ankle in the thing.
And ruin the whole day.
The whole day.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my ankle.
Yeah. Quit no shit, Josh.
Fuck you, Josh. I don't care if your parents are getting divorced.
It's because of shit like this.
It's because of shit like this. Because you keep hurting your fucking ankle being a dumbass. you miss quite a bit in the end, but
what could I have possibly missed in the last 15 minutes?
I mean you truly. But for those of you that don't want to be spoiled by Ghostbusters, I think it's been out long enough now that we can talk about it. You can skip through if you want, I guess. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to tell you what happens because I want you to see it. I think you need to see it.
Okay.
So here's my proposal to you, Mike.
Mm-hmm. I do.
This is something I talked to Matt about doing.
Yeah.
And I really think we should do this.
Okay.
There's a movie theater downtown called, I can't remember, but they have this feature called HDX, I think. Is that what it's called? What's it called? HDX? Movie theater? HDR? No, HDR is...
Is it louder than regular movies?
Oh, 4DX.
Okay.
4DX. It's louder? No, it's not loud. Well, I don't know. Maybe it is, but it doesn't matter. What it is more than anything is a stupid gimmick.
Uh-huh.
Your seats move and spray water on you and like rumble.
Uh-huh.
And like flashlights and stuff and like interact with the movie experience.
Yeah.
So I want to go see it like that. Uh-huh. Really badly.
Yeah.
And if you don't like it, you can turn it off. There's like a button to turn the whole thing off.
Turns the whole theater off.
Everybody off.
That's the only
button. And your seat flashes red so that everyone knows you're the one that turned it off.
I love that.
Yeah. Just kidding. It doesn't do that. But you can turn it off. But I'm going to go see it again that way. Mm-hmm. And I figured if I'm going to see it again, this is a great opportunity for you to maybe see it again and finally see the ending, which I think you should really see.
Oh, I would like to see it, but I'm trying not to be like judgy or closed off to experiences, but I feel like that is just adding to what I don't like.
Yeah. It's a distracting experience.
I don't want that.
But it could be a lot of fun to talk about on the show.
You're not wrong.
So consider it. We'll talk about it later. But but we watched Ghostbusters. It was really special to see it with you, Mike, because you love the original Ghostbusters. I love the original Ghostbusters.
I remember getting the Proton Pack and I found it. It was like an early birthday gift and I found it in the house and it was still like one of the greatest presents
I've ever
gotten.
It's so good, dude. I can't that blue plastic.
Mm-hmm.
With the yellow tube. Yeah, dude. I mean, and then the PKE meter with the twisty thing. And then the
loud.
Top. Yeah.
Loud. Tough to turn.
Loud twist. Hard to turn. Yeah. But really good stuff. And then the foam that you stuck onto the
was gone
gun,
day one.
Gone.
Yeah. Did you have the one where it shot a projection onto the wall?
And then little like foam
things
that you lost and never found again also. Yeah, man. That was good shit.
You would just find those for years random places.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right. You'd be like, fuck, which one did this go to?
What toy is
not
this
not quite
one?
Nerf.
Yeah, that's exactly the conversation.
And if it's Nerf, it's nothing. It's got to be Nerf or it's
has
nothing.
To be nothing.
This has to be nothing. Nerf, it's nothing. But I remember, the projector one was cool because it would project a ghost onto the wall.
Yeah, and it had like a little one of these slide
things. You could switch the ghost.
And and
then you could like fire your little like foam piece at the ghost.
Yeah.
So it was almost like you were catching ghosts. It was kind of cool.
It was really cool.
But so it was a special experience since we had shared similar experiences with Ghostbusters growing up as children.
Yes.
And seeing this new Ghostbusters movie in the theater. And the craziest thing about it was it's an all-girl cast.
Yes.
And that was kind of shocking at first, but I love that Chris Hemsworth was in it. And I thought it was really great. And I give it 9.
It was crazy how Chris Pratt did the voice for all the female characters.
It is crazy. we watched the new one, obviously, with Paul Rudd and shit. And,
yes.
But what did you think?
Dude, I loved going into it and having no idea. I didn't know anyone was going to be in the movie. I was just hoping that the original guys would be in it at some point. And so I didn't know anything about it.
Oh, that's awesome.
I literally, the only
information I had was that you guys told me it was coming out, and then I started seeing the billboards everywhere.
Yeah.
And I couldn't really tell what was going on in the billboard. Because, so I love the movies like that.
Yeah. Because you and I went out and I told you it was happening like the following week, and you're like, what? I didn't even know this was fucking.
Yeah. I don't sound like that, but.
It was actually, you sound a lot like that.
Yeah, but I think that like it almost brought me back to like back in the day where you couldn't go online and like read everything about the movie.
Yeah.
So it was literally just going off of like the poster.
But did you enjoy what you saw?
I liked it a lot, and there were times in the movie where we were watching it where I was like, I wondered if you liked it or not. Because I know you're a lot more critical. You have different standards.
I liked it a lot, but I liked it less than anybody else in our friend group. Everybody loved it.
Okay.
I had a couple of tiny little issues with it, but you know, I mean, this is just everybody's got their own point of view and shit. Nobody's right or wrong.
Yeah.
But I loved a lot about it, man. I really love that opening. It was so cool.
Yeah, uh-huh.
It was like Egon fucking trying to run away from the fucking the second coming of Gozer or whatever. And it was like this huge action sequence. And then that's that. That was really fucking cool. And that little girl is amazing.
She's very good.
She's so fucking good.
Yeah.
Legon. The Stranger Things kid was good, but you could almost have taken him completely out of the movie and it would have still been fine, I think.
What's his name?
Finn Wolfhard.
Doesn't he listen to the show?
Not this one. He used to like SourceFed.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if he listens to Dynamic Banter. Hey, Finn, you listen to Dynamic Banter?
Didn't you send me a picture of him once and... You met him?
Yeah.
You're like, he's a fan of something?
Yeah, he's a fan of... He liked SourceFed, yeah.
Damn, he's
used to watch SourceFed.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Tight.
It's cool.
Yeah.
It's pretty neat. That kid's a huge star. But yeah, didn't think he was really like a huge improvement to the mm-hmm. movie at all, even though, you know, I love him. I think he's a great guy.
I'm sure.
But...
You think Nick would have done a better job in the role?
No.
I don't think that either.
No, absolutely not. Bad casting, but I would say that Paul Rudd was fucking great. I think that
I had an opinion about
that.
I didn't think that I think he's always great.
He's always great,
and I think he did a great job at acting in the movie.
Yeah,
but I think for that, and I get why he was cast. I get that you have to cast somebody like that to get a movie made
in there. Yeah.
But I didn't think the way that was like written and his interaction with the mom and stuff, it didn't make sense that it was Paul Rudd. It should have been someone shittier. It should have been someone. This is too like easy pickings because I don't know enough about actors, but it should have been like Jack Black, or it should have been someone a little
not
sloppier.
As charming.
Charming is fine. Charming is like what that character was supposed to be,
put together.
But like sloppy, because he was like a summer school teacher that really didn't want to be there.
Yeah.
But Paul Rudd, the way he looks like a summer school teacher that would be like, how do I get through to these kids?
Yeah.
Yeah, and, exactly. And it needed to be someone who looked more like me.
Right. You're saying he was a little too handsome for the role.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who I think you're right.
Is like sloppier version.
Well, let's think. What
Chris
if you
Pratt.
What if you got fuck, what's his name? Bill Hader.
Still very like too handsome. I'm talking like beard, like a little bit overweight, disheveled.
So like
but
a Josh
still, like,
Gad or
like
something?
Good looking.
Josh Gad's maybe too goofy.
Yeah. I don't think no offense, I don't think that Josh Gad is good looking. Maybe I just haven't seen him in the right light.
Well, but he's also, I mean, I think he's what you're looking for, but I think he's not right for that.
They're
role.
Somewhere in the middle of Paul Rudd and Josh Gad.
Yeah.
And that person's name is?
Patton Oswalt. Danny DeVito. No, see, there's no one who wouldn't be too distracting.
It's
there.
Not Paul Rudd, though.
Maybe not.
He did a great job.
Maybe not.
And I love seeing him in everything.
I see what you're saying, yeah.
But that's not...
I really hated the Walmart commercial in the middle of the movie.
Oh, when they drove into that.
When they went to Walmart and then Paul Rudd got Baskin Robbins ice cream and then there was like product placement everywhere.
Does it just have to be like that now? Is that what has to happen?
I don't know, man. I get maybe.
But is
I
it
guess.
A fucking thing where like all the all the Ghostbusters toys are going to be available in
at Walmart exclusively or whatever. Yeah.
I hate that.
There is a lot of behind the scenes business deals that go on that become tie-ins to the actual film itself, where they go like, look, you want this budget, like you want as much money as you could possibly get for the budget of this movie, we're gonna have to do shit like throw in Baskin Robbins and throw in Walmart.
Is that horizontal or vertical integration?
Great question. We'll find out next time on Dynamic Banter.
For all my marketing heads.
But I was a little disappointed with that. I also felt like the cutesy little Stay Puft Marshmallow Man guys were not good. I didn't like it. I didn't like that at all.
You didn't think that was cute?
I thought it was cute, sure, but I thought that
horizontal integration.
Hell yeah. Nice work, buddy.
No, vertical integration.
Oh, yep, you were right. No, yeah, that's right. And I ended up being right.
I was wrong.
Yeah, man, I thought it was kind of unnecessary. Like, why are they there at all? Can you explain to me why they're there?
I
think if when that's the reason,
yeah,
it's not good.
I don't like that, and I don't like thinking like that, but that was the first thing I thought of when I saw a little Stay Puft Marshmallow.
Was like, I want those little toys.
No, no, no. Was that like, that's here for to be toys?
Right, and that's never good. I don't want to be taken out of a movie like that ever. Yeah. There's more organic ways to do that for sure. But man, the crazy part is that they released that scene like almost in its entirety before the like terror dog shows up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like Paul Rudd, like in the freezer section, getting his Baskin Robbins. And then it shows like the little the marshmallows coming out of the packages. And then all of a sudden they're like everywhere.
Yeah.
And then it cuts and it goes Ghostbusters Afterlife coming soon.
Mm-hmm.
They released that like, I don't know, 6 months ago or something
like that. That's cool. Cause that's like the most forgettable part of the movie.
Right. But when I saw that, I was like, oh no. Like, what is this? Why is that happening? And all I could think of was like, okay, they're going to try to base this movie in some form of reality, some form of continuation of the original Ghostbusters movies. And they're using some recognizable iconography to kind of sell the movie a little bit to people who are not me.
To join generations together.
It's almost like they're trying to open to the most possible audience, right? Because that's also the goal when you make a movie like this.
In the shortest amount of time.
Right.
So what is going to appeal to the 40-year-old and what's going to appeal to the Lee babies?
And they're like, obviously the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man imagery will get all the fucking nostalgia addicted folks.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fact that they're cutesy little makes kids want them and makes them cute. It makes little, you know, makes people go, oh, I want it! So...
I don't want to hang out with that kid.
If you don't give it to me, Daddy, I'm going to make you a Christmas real big. Into the digital void with that kid.
To the digital
void. Bye-bye, Joey.
Bye, bud.
But yeah, I was disappointed by that because I didn't want that.
Right.
But everything else was like pretty cool. There's a lot of little things that kind of bothered me a little bit, but for the most part, I thought it was really cool and I liked it a lot. And there was a lot to like about it.
Yeah.
And even though the end is a little awkward and kind of weird, and when the more you think about it, the weirder it gets, it's still really touching and really cool. And honestly, a very respectful continuation of the Ghostbusters legacy, okay. I think.
That's nice. I liked how they were able to, the kids, the new generation was able to like look up real events that happened in New York City.
Yeah.
And they treated it like a news story when ghosts used to happen.
Yeah, dude. So that's the other thing. Like, so I've been reading a lot about it because I've been thinking a lot about it and I want to see what other people are saying about it and some of their observations and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was digging through like the Ghostbusters subreddit and reading all these posts and stuff. And someone posted an interview with Jason Reitman, who directed the movie, who is, by the way, for those of you that don't know, the son of Ivan Reitman, who directed the original Ghostbusters and Ghostbusters 2. So it was his son directing a Ghostbusters movie, which is also special. And
it's
really cool.
Very cool.
And another aside is, so Egon is featured heavily in this movie and is kind of the central driving storyline of the movie. But the actor who played Egon, Harold Ramis, passed away like 6 years ago or 10 years ago or something like that. Kind of a long time ago.
Wow.
But so when they were setting out to make this movie, which would largely focus on Egon, they went directly to the family of Harold Ramis and made sure that they were like completely on board. If they weren't, then they weren't going to do it. So they really got the blessing of like Harold's widow and daughter, and like they all have nothing but good things to say about it, which is really cool and touching and awesome.
Yeah.
So when talking about the Ghostbusters events that happened in real life in this universe, and the kids like look on YouTube to discover what the Ghostbusters were because they have no idea what they are.
Yeah.
Which is interesting to think about, because when you think about the discovery of real ghosts, like how much our history would change and how much our lives would change, and how by the time 20 years goes by after a giant marshmallow attacks New York and all these ghosts and shit appear, not to mention in part two, the fucking Statue of Liberty walks around New York.
Yeah.
You'd think that children would kind of know a little bit about it, but Jason Reitman said in an interview that they approached that aspect of the story in the way that real kids these days remember historical events of our real timeline.
Huh.
So, like, not all kids know all
not
of this.
Not to go to New York.
Right, because there's ghosts. And not all kids know that all these, like, crazy things happened in our history. So they kind of use that as the way to kind of explain why the kids have no idea what who the Ghostbusters are.
What a bummer it is that, like, if you didn't experience 9/11, you just go online, you find a bunch of memes.
Yeah, and you're like, I guess this was something people think is funny or something.
Wow, that's a huge bummer.
Yeah. Or it's just something that, I mean, for us, it changed our lives.
Yeah, but people, there's a, I don't know, people made kind of a, like a joke. Of, it's like a punchline.
Yeah.
And that has always weird.
In some anyway, ways, we're not yeah, in some ways, for sure. And I wonder if in that universe, you know, not to compare 9/11 to like a fictional Ghostbuster
but
thing.
But wouldn't it kind
of? But similarly, it would have been as devastating and life-changing as that was for us.
Yeah.
But
which did ghosts kill people, or did they just make them messy?
I know. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, I think they're just really scary.
Like, I don't think ghosts killed like hundreds and thousands of people.
No, but remember
they're
the ghosts
scared them real bad.
Remember the ghosts that like picked up the lady in the courtroom in Ghostbusters 2?
You don't think she was all right?
I mean, for all I know, ghosts are like throwing people around off buildings and shit.
Kind of fucked up.
Anyway, but overall, I really enjoyed it. And I really would love to get your take on the end of the movie, because something really
no problem.
Big
what do you want to know?
Happens. So hopefully we'll either I'll find a way to show it to you, or we'll go see it in this like ridiculous way to see it.
Did you think that they needed a new Slimer?
No,
I didn't think so either.
No.
I was like, why wouldn't it be the same Slimer? I know there are probably, we're talking about like a realm where there are like thousands of different ghosts.
Yeah.
But it was like too close. It was just like knockoff Slimer instead of like, here's its own thing.
And it was interesting that like it was blue. And then whenever you saw like slime, it was blue in the movie. There was never like pink slime at all, ever. And there was never like green slime at all. It was all just that blue slime. Which in a way was like, obviously maybe it's cause that blue ghost is getting slime everywhere, but, in the Ghostbusters movies, that ectoplasm wasn't just from one ghost. It was from like all the ghosts.
That pink stuff wasn't even in it.
No, not at all. But the pink stuff was like a culmination of the like evil of New York, I guess, underneath the ground.
They could have made that lava stuff pink.
They could have, yeah.
But we're not, who the fuck are we?
Yeah, but definitely that there were a lot of things in the movie that felt like, okay, so if they're handing off this franchise to children pretty much, which it seems like where they're going, but with the possibility for the older Ghostbusters or whatever, there's all these possibilities in the Ghostbuster potential future,
yeah,
which is really cool.
Dude, let me guess what happens at the end and then you tell me.
Okay. Wait, do you want me to tell you if you're right?
If I'm right.
Okay.
I think that'd be fun. Oh, yeah. I'm probably going to see it regardless.
Okay.
You know how they were fighting that big, huge tornado?
Yeah.
Big, huge tornado is actually part Harold Ramis.
Whoa.
Because he, it's not like he was like consumed by that ghost at the beginning.
Yeah.
And then when the mom is consumed by the ghost, she just turns into a possessed version of her.
Well, there's an interesting theory about what exactly is happening in that moment in the beginning. A lot of people seem to think that Egon kills himself before the beast is able to
And he's in the trap. He went into the trap with a ghost.
Yeah.
So then he would be a ghost.
Yeah.
So he could take part in Tornado.
Right.
Okay, I have another theory.
All right.
That Helen Hunt and who's Hugh the Grant? Other guy? No, in Twister. Dan Paxton.
Bill Paxton.
Bill Paxton, because he has passed away as well.
Yes.
He comes back.
Bill Paxton's ghost shows up.
There, Twister and Ghostbusters happen in the same universe.
So the big tornado comes back, and everyone's like, we don't know what to do. Then all of a sudden, Helen Hunt pulls up.
And she's like, you've never seen it miss this house and miss this house and come after yours.
Yeah.
And then the ghost of Bill Paxton's like, is that what you think you did?
Yeah. Well, she pulls up first, and then and then she comes out of the top of the Jeep, and she's got all the equipment, the testing, the hurricane testing equipment, and she's like, you call that a twister? And everyone in the audience goes,
and then she dies
immediately. And then her head explodes.
And she gets hit by like a sign that's going.
And then, and so she pops up and goes, you call that a twister? And then everyone goes, whoa. And then it stays on the shot, though. And you're like, what the fuck? And then ghost Bill Paxton comes up. And he goes, let's get him. And then he pulls a ghost proton pack that gets humans. And him and Egon work together and bust all the humans.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. Human
buster. It's just a guy in the.
Okay, I have another theory.
All right.
The kid, the beautiful little girl,
yes.
ends up being smarter than the tornado.
Absolutely.
And she gets rid of the tornado.
Yes.
And then you hear a car come screeching to a halt.
Who's that?
And it's the Ecto One.
Whoa. All clean and perfect.
No, it kind of looks shitty.
Still looks shitty.
And then Bill Murray gets out, and the available living Ghostbusters get out, and they're like still getting their shit on.
Yeah.
And they're like and they're just like late.
Yeah.
And they don't do nothing.
But they have a couple of funny old guy lines.
Yeah.
Like, oh, mine smells a little musty.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
And then
this doesn't fit as well as it used to.
And then Bill Murray goes, Razzle Dazzle.
And that's a fact. Yeah.
And then Bill Murray goes, I'm sailing.
Dr. Leo Marin. And then he looks at the camera and goes, I hate Mondays, and eats a fuck ton of lasagna.
And it's dripping out of his mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
And he goes, rise and shine. It goes to black, and it goes, rise and shine, kiddies, and put on your booties, because it's cold outside. I'll put your little hand in there. And that's the credits coming up.
Right, right.
And it was all a Groundhog Day.
It wakes up to the alarm clock. Now put your little hand in my head. And he goes... And then it just cuts.
If we were recutting, if we were doing the what's it called?
The
Super Power Boys.
Yeah. Super Mario Brothers.
No. The Dream Warriors.
Dream Warriors.
If we were recutting this movie,
Ghostbusters,
and I was doing the whole thing, I wouldn't change anything but putting the alarm clock.
Nothing is different.
Yeah.
It's all and from Groundhog Day. Be like,
it's cool. We've seen it. We've seen the movie.
God, that's so fucking funny.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we didn't do History Roads this episode, unless you want to do one.
Let's do one.
All right, let's do it.
This was a fun episode.
It was really fun.
I enjoyed talking about this, and I'm so cold on the East Coast.
Me too. I'm freezing. Thanks for all those 3,000 people coming to see us. I found out long ago. First. Justin. Oh shit. Here we go. I really thought I could stop it. I forgot that I have it set to loop.
I just feel like we put them through a lot this
episode. A lot of waiting around.
To be honest.
Emily sends an email saying, B-Day, broken heart.
B-Day, broken heart.
And says, hi. So listen, I was listening to an old DB, old dirty bastard. When you guys were talking about how two B-Day companies were fighting over Steve's butt, and it reminded me. When I was like 15, I told a boy that I had used a bidet at a fancy hotel, and he stopped talking to me.
Wait, say it again.
She told, when she was 15,
uh-huh.
She told a boy that she used a bidet at a fancy hotel, and that guy stopped talking to her.
Interesting. Oh, poor 15-year-old boy.
And she said, insecure little boy with a dirty, small ass. And then she says, promo code, insecure little boy with a dirty small ass. Hello, Tushy. And then said, bye. That was that.
Think about how dirty that kid's ass is and continues to be.
The dirtiest ass.
Dude, that's super funny. I have a really stupid, fuck, I don't want to blow it, but I want to tell you that I have a really stupid, really short bidet joke in my stand-up set right now. Should I say it on that? Because what if this is like my target audience?
It's going to be in your shows.
I'm working on it right now.
Okay, so tell me after the show.
I'll tell you now, yes. And then I'll tell you that, like, let's say there's 25 people in the audience.
Right.
Five people are losing it.
Okay.
And 20 people are like...
I love... Those are the best.
Yeah.
Those are the best kind of jokes.
Yeah.
After
he's still trying to get it out.
All right, well, guys, listen, you got any plugs, future plugs?
Yeah,
we've got an audio cue for plugs.
Oh great.
This is a serious message to everybody watching my update right
my
now.
Favorite is the pause. I live for the pause
update.
On the 5th, which is this Sunday, I'll be at the Park City Music Hall in Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Woo.
I just learned in real time that the doors will be at 5 and the show will be at 8. And that's so you can go and you could actually have dinner there. They have like a full kitchen. Didn't know that before. So buy your tickets.
That's awesome.
And show up early. And I think
dinner and a comedy.
Dinner and a comedy. It's like a murder mystery, but everybody stays alive.
Mm-hmm.
God willing. And they're a big fan of that. And also on the 10th is the next Surrounded show at the Hollywood Improv. You're invited.
Absolutely.
If you'd like to
I'd
come.
I'd love to come.
Bring your suit.
I think the king of Hollywood needs to be there.
Such an integral part of the last show. Yeah. I cut together a thing I showed you.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday.
Where are you going to put that?
On Instagram and stuff. I'll send it to you.
Please.
And I know that we're actively working on going other places, you and I together. Also, so much cool stuff. There's probably, I don't know how long the Black Friday stuff is going to go on, if it's just for that day or not. But if there's still stuff available, because the Beatles documentary just dropped, we have our Abbey Road Dynamic Banter poster. We also have our Bizarro Universe Dynamic Banter t-shirt. And actively working on something that we've been working on for like a year art wise that's almost done. I'll be able to tell you about soon.
And it's not the zine. This is not the zine.
Also, should have said this last week, the alternate cover for the zine is coming out on Black Friday as well.
The blue denim version.
Man, did I wish I told you guys about that last week.
Let's go back in time really quick.
Okay.
Passport. Let's use our passports.
Call Malcolm. He has my passport.
Wait, let's go to the DB Labs and make a time machine.
Hey, can we make a time machine real fast? But hope you enjoyed that, especially if you missed out on the ability to get the first zine. It's awesome. Thank you so much for everyone who contributed to that, contributed to the art for our, thank you, Taylor, for all of our tour art. Thank you, Byron, for helping us get stuff printed out and sent to us. It all got there and it all sold out.
And yes, thank you to those who bought the first edition, which is incredible. It really blew our minds. You guys sold those things out real fast.
So fast.
And there has been a demand for more of them, which is really exciting and cool. And we appreciate you guys for making that happen. So as a result of that, we're going to do it. We're going to do our second run of that, which is going to look really cool. It's going to look different from the
variant.
Just the cover will look different.
Yeah.
And then we'll talk about beyond that first edition, that first issue of the zine into the future. But yeah, but what we've been talking about that's coming, is different from the zine and is really cool, and we think you guys are gonna really love it. It's some really cool shit. We strive to make things for you guys that we would want from our favorite guys and our favorite comedy boys. So we hope that you guys really enjoy what Mike and Byron have been cooking up.
That's a Roger.
It's real good shit.
Yeah.
All right.
I think that's pretty much it.
Well then, from everyone here at DB, I wanna thank HeadGum, I wanna thank the sponsors. And for everyone at DB Labs, the whole family, the whole family's here. All right, goodbye, everybody.
That was a HeadGum podcast.